Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Wendy. How can I help you today?
Hello, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Well, we'll see. I got a hold of, well, actually, my wife called and got a hold of somebody who said that his name was O. And I was wanting to tell him, I say, if you got stopped by a cop, would they accept O as a full legal name on a license? And he just did not want to give an answer.
My
Do you
goodness.
think, can I let you tell my wife, and you think you could, this lady's name is Wendy, and she sounds a lot more pleasant, so I'm going to let you talk to her, okay?
I'd be happy to help.
Hello, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm not doing real well.
I'm so
I was,
sorry.
let me explain to you my situation. I'm disabled. Let me straighten that out to begin with. I'm disabled. I'm on a lot of medication. That's not why I did this. I'm fully coherent. I know what I see on the screen, and I know what is being presented to me. I'm a very intelligent woman. However, I have a lot of costs for medication. I had a certain amount that was in my bank account, in the amount of $70. So what you guys just did is you guys just bled my bank account, because when I did this this thing with your company, I was under the impression that I had filled out a survey of which I was given the sweepstakes entry, and that I won a KitchenAid mixer. Never was there anything come on my screen about a monthly subscription, about a meal plan, about anything to that effect. I read the whole screen. There was nothing, anything to that effect on there. Okay. Oh, after much over-talking me, offered me 75% back of the amounts you charged me. Like I said, I have a lot of medication costs. That's all I had in my bank account.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
said, why would you give me 75% back when I called you immediately after the charge was done? Which normally, most companies that I have dealt with personally will void out a transaction within one day if it's within the first 24 hours, and they will give you your money back. However, he offered me 75% of what I'd actually paid in, which was $49 and some change, he said. Then I asked my husband to figure out what that amount would be, because I thought that was my only option, and that's what he presented to me as my only option. Then he offers me 55. Excuse me. First, then he offers me a 20% discount on this meal plan that I do not need, because I have special medical concerns which cause me to have to eat special foods in order to deal with my medical concerns. Then he offers me $55 of the $59. So upon trying to figure out with my husband what were we going to take a loss or what were we going to do, was that our only option, considering this charge was just done within the past, say, 15 minutes now, and I immediately called after the charge was done. He offers me a full refund, but he tells me it's going to be 3 to 5 business days. Now, I desperately need this money in my account. It was judging my medication today. Okay, and now he's telling me it's going to be 3 to 5 business days. Why can you not do a void on the charge itself, considering it's within 24 hours and the charge was just done?
Right. Let me pull up the account and see how he issued that refund. May I have your zip code and name, please, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Lori, Lori, Gray, Gray, and my zip code is 29625.
Thank you. All right, yes, ma'am, Ms. Gray. And just for security purposes, I know you had to do it with him, but we have to ask on each call. Could you verify your address for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 110 Nunnally, that's Nunnally Road, apartment 113, Anderson, South Carolina, 29625.
Okay, thank you so much. Bear with me just a moment while I look over the account here.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, I've taken care of it. The way he was trying to refund it is not correct. He should have voided the transaction, but he was trying to refund it and it didn't go through for him. So he was sending it up to our corporate office to have them refund it, which does take 3 to 5 business days. But I went on ahead and just voided out the transaction. Like you said, it's a same day transaction. No reason we couldn't void it out. So what you show is pending on your end should just disappear like it never happened.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Wendy.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome, Ms. Gray. Did he give you a confirmation number or anything like that?
Gave me C920-519-417.
Okay. No, ma'am, I just wanted to make sure that he did provide that for you.
Yes, hello, ma'am. This is her husband again. That was kind of a really dumb move to make, given one letter. He said, oh, I was like, I really started to ask him. I say, okay.
Right,
when
yeah.
If you get a license issued, or if you get a check cut, or if you get, or if the police talk to you, is it legally anywhere that your first and last name is a letter?
It's not. And yes, sir, I definitely understand your concern with that. I would react the same way.
I look a lot shady.
Yeah, I'm not sure. See, I don't even know his real name. I just see like a first initial, you know, like initials. That's all I get to see when they send calls. So, yeah, I'm not sure. I guess that's just how he introduces himself, just as, oh, it does seem very odd to me as well, though.
I tell him, I'd say, you know, that part of that division, I'd say, says, when you just give a first letter, a only singular letter, I'd ask them, I'd say, does that not ring off as something fishy here, and do I even want to do business with these people?
Right, and I completely understand your concern there. I definitely do. I think that I've heard of the agent before. You know, we work for a call center, so there's a lot of us, and we don't all work at the same location, so I'm not familiar with everyone. But I've heard that it's a very hard name to pronounce, so he goes by O. You know, so I'm not sure. But I'm so sorry that y'all had to go through all of that.
Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
A lot better dealing with you.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm glad that I could help. We thank y'all for reaching out to customer support. Y'all have a good day.
How long will it be before it shows up in our account?
It should just automatically go back in there. Like if you see a pending transaction, I would say within 24 hours it would disappear like it never happened. It'll just never clear on your account.
All right, good deal. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, yes, sir. Thanks again for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.